Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Remember when you were an eBay virgin?
Yes,
and posting
I do.
Posting that first listing seemed as unattainable as the Holy Grail. Here now to break it down for newbies is our good friend Debbie Weeder. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, The Book Kiosk. That's all one word. Debbie, what's the most important part of every listing and why?
Hello, it would probably be your title. You want to start out with a really good title. And that's the keys to finding your listing because everything is search engine optimized in your title, as well as other parts of the listing, but we'll start with that.
So how do you find the right keywords? You're sitting there, you just picked up something at an estate sale, and how do you find the right key? You've never sold it before, it's a one-off.
You just examine it. Are there any maker names, manufacturer names? Is it a book with an author or a musician, something musical? Just examine it, turn it over, look at it. You've got color, you want to measure it, you've got the size. What is it, first of all? That's, you always put that first. What is it? And then if it's a set of books, like if I have a set of 10, I always put in my title lot of 10 or set of 10. So quantity, so they know how many are in there. Is it new? Is it a new inbox? eBay has a list of acronyms that you can find. I always use Google to find things on eBay, and there's a whole list. So you can use those acronyms, too, to help save space because you get 80 characters in your title. So you want to use them wisely to get as much in there as you can. You can also check if another seller has sold that item successfully. Maybe someone got the most money for it. What keywords did they use if it's identical to your item? And you don't want to use punctuation. I know Griff always tells us this, unless you absolutely have to use an apostrophe or something, but keep out punctuation.
Yes.
And then I also will put, if my item has flaws or defects, if I got space, I will put that right in my title so they know right up front, hey, this has something wrong with it. I'm not trying to hide it, and they know right away. Maybe they want to move on. They don't even want to read my description because there's flaws in it. So that's how I do that.
Makes sense.
How many pictures?
How many pictures should go into your listing?
Well, you can have up to 12. And if it makes sense, use them all. You want, every angle, the front, the back, the inside, and especially close-ups of flaws. And then when I list a book, I'll usually put a picture of the title page because right there is so much information. Is it a first edition? When was it published? Who's the publisher? All that information can be in one picture. So use as many as you can. Sometimes it's overkill. Maybe you can only six makes enough sense. So, you use those. But the more, the better.
I know that you think photos should be cropped. Why?
You want to, sometimes you have background, I call it noise, and you want to get as close up as you can. If, like the iPhone, you can use the square setting. You want to have as much of the item up front and not a lot of border around it. So you want to get it up close so that people can see it. There are times when the square won't work for me. Maybe I have something oblong, and so I use the other setting. But you want to get as much of the item. They don't need to see your kitchen or other things. And you also want to make sure that you don't have any weird props. Sometimes people will stick a flower or something, and the buyer assumes they're going to get that prop, too. And I know Griff talked about this. You could get an item not as described and a negative because I thought I was getting the shirt and the necklace that you had with it.
That's right.
So I always warn people, don't use props.
Yeah, that's a good one. How much information should be in your description?
Well, the more, the better. You want to get, like you talked about earlier today, measurements, the imperial from the U.S. and then the metric because you got international buyers. What I start with is my title. I copy my title into my description, and then I break it apart. That gives me, the skeleton for my description. And then I add in any other words. Like, if it's a book, I put the word author, or colon, and then their name. So I break it apart in bullet points like Lee always recommends, so it's really easy to read. And then I also take my condition notes because that's up at the top. I've already worked all that out. I copy and paste that into my listing too. I'll add the word condition with colon in front, so it makes the listing go faster because you've already figured out your title, your condition, all of those parts, and you're going to repeat them down in there. And I never use the terms excellent or very good or EUC, which is an acronym for excellent use condition, because that's my opinion. And it's very subjective, like you talked about earlier in the show, too. The buyer might get it and think, no, this is not excellent. So let them decide. Just describe the item, especially the flaws.
That's a good point, Griff.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
So what about item specifics? Aren't they just a repeat of the description?
Oh, I love item specifics. I call them the Cinderellas of the listing. They are so important. There's also Search Engine Optimized, and they're another set of keys for your buyers to find your item. When you're looking on mobile, you'll see under the picture, and then item specifics are right there. So they get a really good idea before they even open the description to see what is this, what color, what size, who's the manufacturer. So they're very important to use. And eBay will give you some. They'll give you prompts, especially with clothing, that you can add custom item specifics. So I'll put in color or even quantity sometimes. If it's a set of books, I'll make up a custom item specific. It'll say quantity, and then I'll put 5, 12, 20, whatever it is. So use your item specifics. They're very, very important for your buyers. And it, you know, it's repeating. They see it in the title. They see it in item specifics. They see it in your description. They know what this item is that they're getting.
So what should you do to be ready to ship?
Well, please have a scale. Some people will use maybe their bathroom scale. Always have a scale. I hear so many people losing money because they didn't actually know what the item was going to weigh. We put it in a box. You know, actually know what size box we're going to use, how much, even packing material, because even a shipping packing slip, which I highly encourage everyone, please put a packing slip in your package. And then the label can add an ounce. If you're, one time I was shipping international, and if you go, the difference between 8 ounces and 9 ounces international is $5. I underweighed my item when I made the listing, and I was scrambling, cutting off everything to keep that at seven or eight, below 8 ounces. So you want to know exactly what it's going to weigh so that you don't eat the shipping, because you have to. You know, if I sell it, and if I undercharge for shipping, too bad for me. I'm going to pay that. I'm going to eat that. So you always want to know what boxes you're going to use, you know, what packing. How are you going to pack it, especially with glass, so it does not break? I sold a ceramic Christmas tree. I spent hours packing that thing before I even listed it, and I ended up putting it in 2 boxes, and it arrived perfect condition. The buyer was so happy.
So that you can buy scales on eBay.
I mean, oh, yeah.
There are a lot of scales on eBay. And I believe even Stamps.com gives you a free one when you sign up or something. I mean, scales are easy to come by. Right. What kind do you use?
I have a digital scale, so it has 2 parts. It's got the scale on the floor and then a little digital reader I can put up on the table to read. And then I always have the post office every once in a while weigh a package for me, so I can double check that my scale is still accurate at home. If I know what I weighed and then they weigh it, I go, oh, yeah, I'm still on.
Scales can go out of calibration. I've had that happen.
Yeah, especially those bathroom scales. Aren't they awful?
Well, what's up with those?
I have the kind that, you know, tell you what you weighed last time and how much. You know,
I have one that
I can't even look. I don't even walk past it. I ignore the room it's in.
I have one that comments.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Says things like, so was that fourth cupcake really worth it?
Oh, boy.
So where can a seller get shipping supplies?
Well, of course, on eBay. And if you have a store, quarterly you get a coupon for free packing, you know, boxes and the tissue now that they have. They're just fabulous. You got that. USPS has free supplies that you can order, and they'll ship them, deliver them to your house. It can be a little slow, so be patient and wait for them. And then, of course, our friends at Bubble Fast, they have supplies that you can buy. And then with the post office, it's really important to have the whole shebang selection. There's priority flat rates in all different sizes. One of my favorites is the game board, large flat rate. You can fit books or clothes in those. You want the regional A's and B's, and there's 2 different shapes for those. And padded flat rate envelopes, it's amazing what you can get in a padded flat rate. You know, we all ship coffee mugs in them now. We wrap them in boxes and ship them those in there. It saves a lot of money. And then another tip, on eBay, I buy stickers that say, scan me, please, thank you. They're red, they're kind of big, and I slap them on every box just in case they forget to scan my package, because it's so important to us now to have those scanned. So you can get supplies on eBay.
Have you seen the new eBay stickers?
I saw them online. They're gorgeous.
Aren't they gorgeous?
Yeah, everything looks Yeah, that tissue. I haven't gone in yet to order because I'm thinking they might be. I'm going to check and see. But I will wait till the last minute to make sure I get some of those if they have to restock them.
We're speaking with Debbie Weeder. She's known on eBay as Top Rated Seller, the book kiosk. She's our good friend here. And she decided to break this all down for newbies. So we know that a lot of you listening already know some of this information. But think about the new seller. Also, the intermediate seller who has forgotten from whence they came. You know, sometimes you get
It's surprising how many times I'll look at a listing and they're not using their item specifics. It's the first thing I look for now. Why isn't my item selling? Well, you're not using your item specifics. They think it's not important, but like I said, they're the Cinderella. They're the one that's going to help you find your item. You know, your buyers to find your item.
So if
and then I like to
if our newbie if our newbie selects free shipping as an option, should they ask the cost add the cost of shipping to their buy it now price?
Absolutely, because you know it looks free to the buyer, but we know somebody's going to be paying it. First class is nice because no matter where you ship in the U.S., and I believe Hawaii and Alaska, I checked Hawaii last night, it's all the same. So I know no matter where I ship this T-shirt, it's going to cost me $3.60 or whatever. That's easy to add. And medium mail, too. That's standard across wherever it's going to go. So you always want to know how much is it going to cost me out of my pocket. Now, when things get heavier, I don't use free shipping because I'm on the West Coast. Someone on the East Coast, if I add free shipping, that's going to be a ton more for my West Coast buyer. So I don't do it that way. But, yeah, you want to add that in, you know, to what it's going to be. And now what one of my favorite things is I offer – if I don't do free shipping, I will offer parcel and priority. If they pay for parcel, I love it because I can ship it priority for less than they paid me parcel, and it's a win-win.
You're so smart. Debbie's one of our regulars, and we appreciate her. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie. This segment was sponsored by ReplyManager.com. Coming up next, our open phones at 888-723-4630.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at MiloDesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's MiloDesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.